In Mexico City, you can get Mormon educated. About 15 years ago, I was having dinner with some friends in Mexico City. Young woman arrived a little late. I didn't know her. Alta, morena, pelo largo, bien formada. Una hembra real, know what I mean? Half standing, I said, hola, buenas tardes, siéntate aquí. In English, she told me her name was Faith. We ordered dinner. Faith's Spanish was top drawer. Well, Faith, I said, we're here in Mexico, so I thought we would speak Spanish. Looking at me a little bit too long, Faith said, I bet you know that old Texas tornado song, she never spoke Spanish to me. Well, yeah, I said. Faith said, you're living that song right now. I tried to smile and said, no problem, where are you from? Faith told me she was from Idaho, in El DF, teaching English in a private school to rich Mexican kids. Said she was Mormon, lapsed, but Mormon. Immediately I said, well, let me express my condolences for your loss. What are you talking about? For the death of Joseph Smith, my apologies. Cousin of mine did it. Colonel Williams, Levi Williams, 1844, Nauvoo, Illinois. I'm sure you know the story. Levi Williams got away with murder, she said. They all got away with murder. Yes, it was a travesty what happened. Faye said, your cousin was a drunkard before he was a killer. We learned this in Sunday school. Levi Williams was a Baptist preacher, I said, and a regimental officer in the Illinois Guard marched off to fight the Blackfeet Indians, as did Abraham Lincoln. Yes, rumor implicated Levi and members of Williams' regiment and the mob that broke into the jail where Joseph Smith and his brother were being held under a very light guard, I admit that. They shot and killed the Smith boys, but there was a trial and acquittals all around. The trial of Levi Williams in Carthage was a joke, my newest Mormon friend said. On the day of the trial, after the jury had been selected, another mob at the courthouse insisted that the jury be dismissed because there were Mormons on it. Judge went along, picked new jurors from the mob. Of course they acquitted. Faith, I already said Hiram and Joseph Smith should not have been killed. But my cousin said later, to Bill Hickman himself, actually, Levi said later, back in his home in Green Plains, told Bill Hickman himself, the Mormons ruled the county, voted in a block, elected whom they pleased. The old settlers had no chance. Faith almost spilled her drink. Bill Hickman said that? You can't take his word for anything. Bill was a killer. Bill used up lots of people. That was the expression they had for murder. Using people up. That was a quality Mormon Sunday school you went to, I said. Yes, Bill Hickman was a killer, I said, but did they tell you Bill Hickman was a contract killer for Brigham Young in Utah and Idaho? Faye said, I've done my research. Bill's specialty was using up the Gentiles, as Mormons called the non-Mormons. Gentiles, former Mormons, and Indians, those were the folks Bill Hickman used up. Bill was caught, I said. Arrested, interned in a fort, Fort Bridger, I believe it was, but never charged or tried. Not Fort Bridger, Faith put in. Bill was interned at Camp Floyd. Bill was never tried because he told people he had evidence against Brigham Young, proving that Brigham hired Bill to do murder. Since the only murder anybody knew for sure that Bill had committed was the beheading of Chief Big Elk, everybody forgot about it, and Bill left Camp Floyd a free man. Well, I said, it's hard to try someone for murder if there is no body. Probably the easiest thing about a desert murder is burying the corpse. Finishing my drink, I said, altogether, Bill had 10 wives. Faith said, plural marriage was the only Mormon doctrine Bill faithfully followed. Faith, what's your take on plural marriage? For the man, it was at the heart of the Mormon appeal. Get a new, younger woman every few years. For a 19th century woman, you couldn't own property or vote or have any status in the community apart from a man. Plural marriage was a chance to live with other women. They'd all help you with chores, with child care, not having a man on you for the rest of your life. And don't forget, there was a hierarchy. All men, of course, but rules and regs and alcohol was forbidden. That might have been the biggest thing, living with a supervised, sober man with other women making a home with you. Faye stared at me. Why are you asking me about plural marriage? Oh, good. Here's our dinner.